about some Latter-day Thin Lizzy? Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to go with. This is Killer on the Loose. You have been listening to The Barn Burner. I'll be with you next Friday. Same bat station, same bat channel.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
Mark,
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys? Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random advice,
send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
They won't shut it off, and they won't leave me alone with my love. Now I'm gone, yeah, I'm off, dreaming of things the way it was. 'Cause I'm done being here in the computer buzz, telling them all this stuff with no other reason than because I can avoid being me, having to deal with my flaws, paranoid of being free. I can't imagine stealing for a pause. It ain't a hard life for me, but I don't even obey the laws. So as far as I can see, there's no reason to stay at all. I'm fine in the morning, but if you see a warning that I need you, follow up. 'Cause I'm dying to be old, just to know that the love I show was the love that always stuck.
Okay, what's up?
That was Sun Wizard Cam, by the way.
That was, hey!
Vancouver's own!
Hey, Vancouver's own Sun Wizard. That was Local Heroes, Vancouver's own Sun Wizard. all right, that was Bob, that was a barn burner, and what's up? I'm Cam, this is Radio Zero. It's just past 2 o'clock, and it's Friday, so that must mean we're all in for a bunch of ridiculous windy stories from me and not much music. speaking of Sun Wizard...
Yeah.
Malcolm and James from Sun Wizard and myself and Mr. Tony Dubroy of Needles and Pins fame are starting a new Friday night starting the day before Halloween at the newly refurbished Waldorf Hotel. It's going to be called Super High, and it will be a vinyl-only rock and roll party.
When did this happen?
Yeah, whatever. We're just announcing it. All the stuff is going out, you know, over the weekend or whatever. So that'll be a lot of fun. Everybody get real stoked. The opening night is going to be October the 29th. There's a bunch of other stuff happening. The whole hotel is going to be wide open. Yeah, whatever. There's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, well, let's kind of keep it rolling rock and roll style, I guess. Yeah, Tyler's not here. He's gone away to his family's house for Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever weekend it is. And so we're not going to hear anything from him today. So we'll start off by listening to... What are we going to listen to? Oh, this is a band from France. It's called the Limonanas. And this song is called... Whoops. This song is called Migas 2000. This is off of a 7-inch that the Limonanas released called I'm Dead, I think. Anyway, let's start with this, and we'll talk to you all in a few minutes, okay? Now, let me just make sure everything's working. Okay, so happy Friday. Here's the Limonadas on Radio Zero. Hey, speaking of needles and pins, let's listen to some new songs from Needles and Pins. Hey, Tony, this is what you get for sending me your new material. All right, this is Counter Lip from the forthcoming... I can't remember what it's called, but anyway, what it's forthcoming from Needles and Pins. Okay, here you go. Okay, that was Needles and Pins. And Ah, man, I'm so excited about the new Needles and Pins stuff. So, I'm going to play the other one. I'm going to play the B side, or maybe it's the A side. I don't know. I didn't get a record. I just got a little nice little digital package. Yeah, so we just heard Counterlip, and now we're going to hear Rabies Jump from our good pals, Needles and Pins. They were at the... they were at the Astoria last Saturday night. If you missed out, you really missed out. They're an awesome party band. Yeah, people were there. It was really exciting. If you saw me there, then cool. I probably looked either past or through you. I was, how would I describe that? Totally blacked out, maybe, is how I would say to describe my experience from last Saturday night. Anyway, let's not talk about it. But, well, if you want to talk about it, you can call me up, and I'll gladly share my foggy memories with you. Anyway, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. If you want to call in, you can call us up. It's 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. We'll be doing live track listings so you can see what we're playing and immediately go out and Google it and then download it. What else? I don't know. That's about it. I guess we'll do some giveaways for later on. I gotta check through the book, but yeah, we'll be doing some giveaways later on in the show. What else? Do we have some stuff coming up? Nah, we're just gonna listen to more Needles and Pins, and yeah, we'll go for the next one in the line here. This is great. This is going perfect. All right, this is Rabies Jump by Needles and Pins on Radio Zero.
Yeah, it's your man DJ Tamil, and when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
Oh, man. I say it every single week, but I seriously can't get enough of that DJ Tamil station drop. Oh, it's so good. All right, so that was Rabies Jump. That was by our good pals Needles and Pins. And like I said before, there's going to be a new night starting at the Waldorf Hotel on Fridays. It'll be starting on the 29th of October. And there's going to be a bunch of rooms. Everybody in the world is going to be playing at it. One room is going to be My Gay Husband, local favorites, Rico Uno and Genie. We got Re-Up Presents, Seco and Friends is going to be a crazy futuristic rap in one of the other rooms. And there will be the room I mentioned before, a night called Super High. And it'll be myself, James Bull and Malcolm from Sun Wizard, and Tony from Needles and Pins, and we're going to be playing an all-vinyl rock and roll party upstairs, I think. And it's like a tiki lounge, man. Anyway, I'm excited. So anyway, that starts on the 29th. I guess call up, and maybe I'll give away some guest lists for that, for the opening party. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll give away guest list for the opening party. So call in, and I'll give you, I don't know, say you and plus two. So call us up, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. In order to win, let's see, what will you have to do? You will have to correctly answer where Tyler has left to go visit his family for Thanksgiving. Where does Tyler go to visit his family? Where is his family? Where are they located? So, call me up. And if you know, then cool. And if you don't know, well, whatever. I don't know. Google it or we make some shit up. It's fine, too. What do we got coming up? I guess, okay, I'm going to play it. The video got released yesterday or 2 days ago, but this is the first single off of Rai Rai's new record called Go Pop Bang. This is a song called Sunshine. It's featuring MIA. You can YouTube the video, and it's kind of like, there's all this like double dutch in it, and it's kind of like this I don't know, it's just Baltimore looking like it's a lot nicer than it actually is, I think. But anyway, yeah, okay, so let's go ahead and listen to Rai Rai. This is Rai Rai featuring MIA, and this is called Sunshine on Radio Zero.
Kick rocks. He say, she say, they say, I. When I say, you say, we all say bye. I don't you come do my hoods in right after school, yeah. Got my right hand girl on the side, the left side, make sure you up high. Ain't my fault, got my girls on my side. We stay calm, fuck girls gone wild. And you know we had to top it up. Man, I told you once your best was up.
Sunshine, it's a friend of mine. At the school line, checking all the boys who were fine. We were in line when we got the first sign. The boy she liked, checking out was mine. Dum 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 dum.
Yeah. All right, that was The Temper Trap with a song called Resurrection. That was the Penguin Prison remix. And then what did we hear before that? Before that, we heard Rai Rai featuring MIA. That's the first single off of her new record, Go Pop Bang. Yeah, okay, what else? What's up? What are we at? 2:30. Oh, man, I need to play something long so I can go get a cookie. All right. Actually, what am I going to play? I'm going to play... this is a new song from Deer Hunter, but this is the Diplo and Lunas... reworking of that track. This is called Helicopter. I'm pretty impressed, actually, with Diplo's show of restraint here. I don't know if it would work to play in a club. I'm gonna give it a try tonight. Oh, speaking of tonight, tonight, Friday night, if you're in Vancouver, you should come down to the Astoria. There's another Rad Times. Whatever the number is, but this is the nth installment of the Rad Times party. And it's going to be wild. What's tonight? I'm playing. Who else is playing? Hana, Sincerely Hana of many types of fame. And Cut Corners. And we have Cherche playing. And there's somebody else playing too. I don't know. Brett Gifford's going to be doing... God, I don't know. He's cooking grilled cheese out on the front steps or something. Yeah. Anyway, there's all kinds of stuff happening. What else? It's Thanksgiving, I guess. Does anybody have any good ideas for me for Thanksgiving weekend? I usually go home to visit my folks, but my folks are enjoying a trip to Gibraltar. So, Mom, Dad, you're probably not listening, but I hope you're having a great time. I won't be seeing you for Thanksgiving this year. So that's what we're going to do. Call me up, and if you can suggest something, a recipe or some way to spend a ultimate lonely Thanksgiving, then I will give you... I'm going to give you and two friends guesses to the opening of XO, which is that Friday party at the Waldorf. And I will also give you... I'll give you lists for tonight for the Astoria. And let me see what else I can dig up. I don't know. I'll take a look in the book, and we'll see. In the meantime, I don't have any... I'm trying to think of, like, anecdotes about Thanksgiving. I'll think about it, and I'll see if I have anything good. Hey, oh, someone's calling in right away. All right, here's Diplo and Lunas on Radio Zero.
Terrible way. The New Testament. The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya!
Well, find a good church.
Whoa, something happened at the end of that promo. We're missing out on the... There's like a second at the end. And find a good church, it might help you out or something that he says, something there. But we're missing a second. Uh-oh, we might have to redo that one. Anyway, what did we just hear? Oh, that was Deer Hunter. That was New Deer Hunter. There's the whole New Deer Hunter album is actually really good. It's called Halcyon something. Halcyon Dream or Halcyon Days or something. I don't know. It's on my other computer. If you guys have been listening for the last couple of weeks, I've been going through like a really painful... My computer's hard drive failed a couple of weeks ago, and I lost all of my stuff. So let this be a lesson to everyone. Back everything up for like, do it neurotically, because you have no idea how awful it is to lose all your stuff. And it's not so much like I was like, oh no, my portfolio, it's gone. Like, you can you can document all your stuff over again. It's not so bad. The rebuilding process is frustrating, but it's not the worst thing in the world. You can rebuild your music library, blah, 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 blah. The worst is losing little things that you thought were safe on that computer. Like, invoices, like stuff for, you know, like keeping your taxes in order. If you don't do, like, if you do paperless billing with people, blah, blah, blah. It's awful. Anyway, how about that? The moral of the story is get yourself a hard drive and don't get a crappy one, because they always fail. Just spend the money on a decent hard drive and then have some peace of mind. Or, like, you know, get into cloud computing, because seriously, guys, wave of the future. So if you're on Twitter, that would be hashtag salty wisdom. Anyway, all right, thanks to Jamie Bennett for calling in. He gave me all kinds of suggestions for what to do for my lonely Thanksgiving. So I will be going to a solo movie I haven't chosen the movie yet, but hopefully it'll be a delightful romantic movie. And I'm going to go past Yummy Sushi, and I'm going to try out 5 strips of bacon for $3. And then if things go well, I'll have a warm, full belly, and I'll be happy because I've gone to Yummy Sushi. And if things go poorly, maybe I'll meet some friends at the hospital. So, yeah, thanks, Jamie. I'll see you tonight at the Astoria. And you won't have to pay any money to come in. Lucky everyone. All right, what's coming up? Actually, I want to talk about that track for a second, a little bit more, because all I did was say, listen to the Deer Hunter album. Lunas is kind of blowing up. I was going to play some more Lunas songs today, but I don't think I'm going to. Google that guy, Lunas, L-U-N-I-C-E, and check him out. But yeah, that's a fairly, like, if you dug what you just heard, that's a fairly good indication of what you're going to get if you try to get into Lunas. So that'll be cool. I was really, really impressed with... I said it before the break, before the song, and I'll say it again. I'm really impressed with Diplo's overall restraint on that track. Just letting that thing be melodic and slow rather than trying to bang it out for the club. I'll play you one he banged out for the club in a couple of minutes here. But it'll be in a few. In the meantime, I'm trying to think of any funny Thanksgiving stories, but the only one I can really think of is this one time my mom. Okay, so my mom used to travel for work, and so she was traveling all the time. Whoa, humans, sweet.
Comes out next Tuesday, babe.
Oh, rad, awesome. I just got an advanced copy of the Human CD. Ow. So maybe we'll play that, actually. Probably we'll play a song off this. Awesome. Anyway, where was I? I forget what I was talking about. I got to gather my thoughts. All right, what are we going to listen to here? Oh, okay, this is a track from a band called Bishop Morocco, and this is a song called Stay Lit. And listen to it. I've listened to it one time, so I'm not sure how I feel about it yet, but let's do this, okay? Radio Zero. Oh, call us up, 604-822-2487. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/radiozeroradio. And go to the website, radiozero.ca. There's a new mix up, courtesy of our man in absentia, Tyler Fedchuk. That'll get you through 54 minutes of life. So at least you can stave off depression for, you know, that long. And you can download it. We got all kinds of other stuff on there. Go check it out. All right, cool. Here we go. This is Bishop Morocco on Radio Zero. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Yes, Ron McLean. I didn't know we had a Ron McLean station ID. Oh, my God. I love Ron McLean. So I grew up in Calgary, and so I have, like, a real soft spot, especially for Ron McLean, considering he's an ex-referee who never really got to do it in the league. Oh, amazing. Very exciting that he's given us some little bit of love for CITR. All right, so what did we just hear? Oh, okay, so that was a bit of a misnomer at the start. That is actually a Canadian band. They're called Holy Fuck. And that was the Bishop Morocco remix of their track Stay Lit. So anyway, there was that. I think my jury's out on that track, but we'll see if it grows on me a little bit. All right, so I've been trying to think of stories about Thanksgiving, and I don't have many, but I do remember this. I kind of started saying it before the last song, but I'm going to get into it now. So I don't really have anything about Thanksgiving, but I do have a story just kind of, because, you know, Thanksgiving, like, your family kind of, they get together, and you gotta pretend like you're a bunch of people that don't only hang out, you know, once or twice a year. So it's a little bit weird, right? Well, anyway, or it can be weird. I don't know if you guys all have families like mine, but it can be weird. So on my mom's side of the family, what we usually do is we all sit around and, you know, we have a glass of wine and sort of talk about, you know, talk about our lives. Oh, how are you? What are you doing? What's going on with your, you know, how's your school or your work or blah, blah, blah. And we all kind of go around and share stories and interact like, you know, like regular people would do when they're in a social situation. Perfect. So my mom's side of the family, that's locked down. No problem. My dad's side of the family, what we do is usually we drink a lot of liquor and then we just talk about whatever comes up. Anyway, my mom, she's not a very big drinker, okay, so she doesn't really like it as much. Me and my brother and my dad, so we sort of like to, you know, like, we enjoy it, a little imbibing from time to time. Anyway, and what better a place to do it? What better venue than with your nearest and dearest close to you, right? So anyway, the best, though, situations were always when my mom would be away on business, because then she wouldn't sort of be there, like, you know, like, it's a sort of a bummer for her, right? So it was kind of, she'd go away and it would be like a little bit of like mischief time, you know, and don't get me wrong, I loved it when she was there. It was always better when she was there, but you know, sometimes it was a little bit fun when she wouldn't be there, because it was like, oh, there's gonna be some mischief in the house. So this one time, my aunt and my uncle, it's my dad's older brother, they come over, and they have two girls who are the same age as my brother and I. And so we all grew up, and we're pretty close. We grew up, we lived quite close to each other when we were younger. We saw these people all the time. So anyway, this one day, they come over, and I don't know what was happening. It was in the summertime, so really this doesn't have anything to do with Thanksgiving at all. But anyway, they came over. And it was kind of like, my brother had been living in L.A. for a little while. And in L.A., I don't know if you guys have been there before. And I don't really know also if you... Okay, so there's got to be some background information. My brother really likes Caesars, the drink, the Caesar, as anybody from Calgary will attest to. It's a great drink, and it was invented in Calgary. Oh, there's another quiz. If somebody can call in and tell me where the Caesar was invented, I'll give you... Man, I'll give you guess list plus 5 for Ice Cream Social on Monday night. How about that? I dare you to get that one right. Okay, but anyway, that's a completely side note. All right, so my brother really liked Caesars, but in the States, he's been living in L.A., and they don't know what a Caesar is in L.A. In the United States, they make Bloody Marys, okay? So... A Caesar, for everybody that doesn't know what a Caesar is, if you somehow, or if you're listening from the States, I guess, or if you're listening from somewhere that isn't Canada, a Caesar is usually made with vodka, but you can make it with gin or tequila, and it's a shot or whatever, you know, however much liquor you want to put in it, and Clamato juice. Clamato juice, okay? Now, I know if you're in the States, you're thinking, oh, well, what's that? Yeah, I understand. It's not your fault. You don't get it at the grocery store. It's, I don't know why not, but you don't get it. Now, you're going to think it sounds gross, because it does sound gross, but I assure you it isn't. It's clam juice and tomato juice mixed with some spices. And, yeah, like, I'll admit to you, the first time I tried it, I was like, this is going to be the worst thing in the world. But it really isn't. It's delicious. Anyway, so try it out if you ever get the chance. So Clamato juice and vodka or gin or tequila, whatever you put in there. Some Worcester sauce, and that's Worcestershire sauce for all you dummies. And some hot sauce, a little Tabasco, and you can put some Rimmer salt on there, maybe a piece of celery or a pickled green bean or some you can put a hot pepper in there, whatever, you garnish that thing. It's delicious, okay? They're the best drinks going. Now, in the States, they drink Bloody Marys. Now, what you're looking for when you get a Caesar is Clamato, the taste of Clamato, the effects of the booze, the taste of the Rimmer salt that goes on the glass, and then some spiciness, okay? Now, a Bloody Mary, you're expecting all those delicious parts of a Caesar, and what do you get? You get tomato juice alone, which is disgusting. It's too thick, and it's disgusting and bland. And instead of Rimmer salt, what do you get? Regular rock salt on the outside of your glass? Are you kidding me? Regular salt. What are we, like, we're worried, everybody's worried they're going to get a goiter or something? Just put regular Rimmer salt on the glass. And then also they put in maybe nothing else to garnish it. There's like, it's horrendous in comparison. So anyway, my brother's been away. He's been living in L.A. and he hasn't had a Caesar in who knows how long, months, you know, he's back. And we all find ourselves in this place. A lot of my family is there. So my brother thinks to himself, oh, what a great opportunity. Okay, I'll make a bunch of Caesars for everyone, which is great. They're delicious. But the problem with Caesars sometimes is that if you make them a little strong, you can't really tell. So, and my brother is going hog wild with these things. So anyway, I find myself at the dinner table with my uncle, my aunt, my cousins, my brother, and my dad. And before dinner, I don't know how many of these things have gone down, but I've got, like, I'm looking around the table, and everyone's lips are all red from drinking Clamato juice. And I'm thinking, this is just a really rough scene to be part of. But because of all the Caesars, maybe I don't really care. So we keep going. And it comes up that my dad has purchased himself a new, you know, like when dads kind of get to the age of where they're about to retire and they kind of need something to do. Well, my dad has figured that what he wants to do is take photos. So immediately what he did was, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, took some photography classes. No, wrong. The second option. Bought some books about photography. No, wrong. Come on, this is a dad we're talking about. What did he do? Oh, right. He immediately went out and bought everything under the sun that you could possibly need if you wanted to take a photo of, like, a bird from 10,000 kilometers away. He could, like, take pictures of Saturn or something. I don't know. He's got everything in the world. So he decides to bring this stuff over to the table. We've finished the meal. And he brings this photography stuff over and... somewhere along the way, we broke out a bunch of champagne because we figured, yeah, we're all here, let's celebrate. So I can sort of barely remember what was happening to catalyze this event, but I remember distinctly I have this sort of like little scene in my head of I'm holding this new camera with this giant lens on the end of it in one hand. My right hand, I got this camera. And in my left hand, I was holding a magnum of champagne. And I'm drinking straight from the bottle, which is just horrendous. And I hope my mom doesn't listen to this program because I don't think we ever told her that this happened. Anyway, so I was holding this bottle of champagne and I'm flash photography. I'm snapping photos in all of my cousins' faces and my aunt, my uncle. And I guess my brother told me he didn't think that was a funny thing to do. He thought I was acting out or whatever. And I guess I I don't know. I mean, I said some swear words to him or whatever, and like took a flash right in his face. Oh man! And then I don't know. Now that I'm vocalizing this, I maybe shouldn't have been telling this story on the radio. It's kind of embarrassing. Anyway, a long story short, later on that night, I thought this. And I mean, let me preface this by saying this is years ago. Okay, it's not like this is happening every single day. Don't think I'm such a dirtbag. But anyway, my uncle had just been to Mexico and he bought a bunch of cigars. And we made some plan about buying some convertibles and putting all our luggage in like trailers behind the convertibles and then driving to Mexico. We were like, my dad and my uncle and me were outside smoking cigars and like ready to pull the trigger on this. I was like, all right, guys, you guys want to go get some convertibles? We can go. Like, we'll go right now. And they were like, yeah, we'll go right now. And then as luck would have it, I started to feel a little sick and needed to go to bed. So we didn't make it to Mexico in convertibles with trailers. So I guess the moral of the story is don't let your mom go away on business travel, because who knows what might happen, I guess. I don't know. It's not a great anecdote, to be honest. I'm not feeling good about it, but whatever. Let's get back to the music, I suppose. It's 3 o'clock. You got me for another half hour. What I'm going to play for you right now is a new song from Young Jeezy, which I seriously cannot get enough of. It is so weird. There's all this, he's following trend with these like trance synths that are happening in kind of like top 40 rap, that's coming from the States right now. But, there's this crazy vocals at the start. Anyway, I'll just let you listen to it. This is Amen, or Amen, depending on what country you're living in. And this is Young Jeezy on Radio Zero. Call us up, 604-822-2487.
In the midst of negativity, a positive sight can be blurred. And the visions that we thought were good seems to let evil occur. While still possessing our human form, we live life searching for greatness since the day we was born. And as we bow our heads at night, rich, wealthy, or poor with dislikes, we pray, asking for forgiveness for our sinful ways. With mind, body, spirit, and faith, we pray. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. You like that, right?
Amen.
I wrote it myself, by the way.
Amen.
Yo, Young.
Amen.
Just Snowman. We gotta get the streets what they want, man. Fuck the goddamn sheep, man. You gotta get it in, bro. Let's
bow
get
our heads, let us pray.
Pray.
Thanks to the day. Bills paid, crib laid. Thanks to the eight. In that Rari at the red light. That's in the eight. Dark 40 with that red light. That's in the way. See you motherfuckers second light. Y'all don't call them amnesia. I know what to do. Get them chains about the freezer. But now, okay, you niggas ask for it. I know these niggas couldn't walk a mile in my air. I'm like a Jesus on a zebra, motherfucker. Way too many stripes. Counting 20s in my white beaters. Way too many
I'm
nights.
I'm talking all the yeah you ever seen.
Be on your water streams. Niggas get that first $1 million by the water stains. Frog green, bubble like cool, see Sarasky. And one reckless ass phone call to get your ass in.
Please, Lord, yeah, it's getting realer every day. Niggas killing niggas, starving they, cause they can't find no yay. See the first they roll around and they bills they cannot pay. So some be trapping, some be dying by hands, and let us pray. Amen.
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 That black van like the 18. Even seen them come two-tone like a saline.
Saline?
Saline. Yeah, that's a Mustang. Break them down in the night. What I call hustling. Say they want that dumb shit, but this is ignorant. It come to on the timepiece. Yeah, now that's ignorant.
They like, Young, you a fool.
Yeah, I could've bought some real estate. Instead, I bought a half a block. I tried to sew up a hat.
I'm on 75.
Going for the 25. Guess we're picking up a trade. Just an ordinary day. With extraordinary pay. Extraordinary.
extraordinary wrist.
Can't even explain.
Got an extraordinary wrist.
I'm talking cause I lit it, man. This shit ain't really nothing to me. Tell you like Sosa told Tony, don't you fuck with me.
Please, Lord, yeah, it's getting realer every day. Niggas killing niggas, starving, they cause they can't find no yay. See the first it roll around and they bills they cannot pay. So some be trapping, some be dying by angels. And let us pray, amen.
Art Magazine and WinnieCooper.net present PBGB's, a month-long weekly art show and music series appearing every Thursday in October at 7 p.m. at the Chapel Arts.
October 14th features the art of Dan Siney and the tunes of White Lung, Boogie Monster, and DJ Glenn Alderson. The after-party kicks off at 11 p.m. at Honey Lounge.
Be sure to check out PBGB's, a potent cocktail of art and music every Thursday in October at the Chapel Arts, presented by Beatroot Magazine and WinnieCooper.net.
All right. So, yeah... The first TBGBs was last night. Vancouver's own hyper mega superstar Cameron Reed, aka Babe Rainbow, played along with Tassels. I think Sean Orr's project Tassels played. And people also heard the likes of the Hyenas DJs, aka a couple of dudes from basketball. What time is it? 3:14, huh? Okay. That means you guys got me for 16 more minutes, or maybe longer. I have no idea. Maybe Nardwar's not coming in. I haven't seen him. But, nah, I'm kidding. He'll be here. So, what did we just hear? I promised I was going to give you some club stuff from Diplo. That was... Well, first off, we heard Amen by Young Jeezy. Yeah, Amen indeed. That is amazing. I wish I could listen to that house vocal type, the male vocals at the start, talking about positivity. Man, I did not expect to hear that on a Young Jeezy song, but I'm stoked about it. Anyway, after that, we heard, what do we have after that? Oh, we heard Sia. I don't know how to spell her name, pronounce her name, but anyway. That was a track called We Are Born. No, sorry. That was off an album called We Are Born. The track is called Clap Your Hands, and that was the Diplo reinterpretation of that. So now we're back to form with the man from Florida. What else? He's coming here soon. I can't remember why. Oh, he's doing a what's he doing? He's doing a shoe with some shoe company. Mad Decent and Diplo did a shoe for S Shoes, that skate company, and there's going to be a release for that shoe. But anyway, stay tuned. We'll tell you more about that coming up. There's going to be a special lady coming by the name of Maluka as well. So, yeah, stay tuned. We're going to give some tickets away to that probably next week. But yeah, not today. Sorry. Now you have to put your phone down because you were about to press send. Yeah, anyway. After that, we heard Men. Men, of course, made up from members of other bands, but most notably made up of JD from La Tigre. And that was a track called Off Our Backs, and that was the Lemonade remix, and we play Lemonade on this quite a bit. Yeah, so I'm not sure how I feel about that song. Maybe I like the original better, the original of Off Our Backs, but anyway, go check it out and see for yourself. What are we gonna listen to now? Oh yeah, okay, we're gonna listen to White Sea. It's a band called White Sea, and this is a track called Mountaineer, and I don't really know anything about it, so yeah, whatever. If you want to fill me in, call me up, 604-822-2487, or tweet it at me, twitter.com/radio2zero radio. I'm trying to think if I have any good stories. Oh, coming up, actually, there's going to be some Canadian content. Yeah, speaking of the Winnie Cooper Presents Heebie-Jeebies or whatever, let's tie it back together. Winnie Cooper, of course, is a great blog in Vancouver. You can check it out. It's WinnieCooper.net. And they're going to be... They're presenting that Heebie-Jeebies party, which is every Thursday for the month of October. But Winnie Cooper is also involved with a... venue in the city called Goody, and there's going to be a party at Goody this Saturday night featuring music from Eating Out, which has members of New Sensei, White Lung, Mutators, I think that's it. But they're going to be playing. And the reason that I'm talking about that is because Mish from White Lung tipped me to this dude from Toronto, Tonetta, who is totally awesome. So I'm going to play some Tonetta in a few minutes. But first things first, this is White Sea, and this is a track called Mountaineer on Radio Zero. That was Kate Bush. Oh, wait, I mean White Sea. And here comes Devlin, courtesy of Salem. No. Radio Zero.
Stevie, come on in and you go from pigs to pants and you brainwash your one, they're a rhyme, a Charlie Manson. You won't suggest I hate the stain for ransom. When I'm packing out stadiums for the fans singing my anthems. Dirty like Leslie Granford. This is my minute, killers, my minute, killers. We get the speculation and all the trials and trick faced along the way. Because now I've changed my situation. My name's lodged up in your brain, just like a blade in an operation. And now they're all disgusting me, they're resisting me to spread the word. So resisting me to spread the word, so police for an invasion. More logical science, I'll leave your brain cells rewired. My name's Devlin, I'm just trying to gain entry to your mind.
Espera. Pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
All right, what did we hear for a minute there? We heard all kinds of stuff. Most recently, that was Sabo and Ceci Bastida, and that was called Ellos Dicen. Before that, we heard Brainwashed by Devlin, and that was the Salem remix of that. That's about it for me. It's 3:30, so I'm going to leave you with a little more CanCon, as promised. This is Tonetta from Toronto, and this is a song called Drugs, Drugs, Drugs. I'll see you all next week. Thank you to Mish from White Lung for pointing this out to me, because this is awesome music. Go listen to this album. It's called 777, and yeah, I'll see you all next week. Okay, bye.
Drugs, drugs, drugs.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That is correct. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Nardwar the Human Serviette will be being preempted today because we are doing a live broadcast on location at the Van City Theater of Cineworks in part of the Meet the Filmmakers panel in conjunction with the Vancouver Independent International Film Festival. Excuse me. This series of informal dialogues and insightful panels of filmmakers in conversation offers the unique chance to glimpse the creative process behind the screen and through the eyes of some contemporary cinema's most intriguing auteurs. Today's panel features Sarah McIntyre, director of the VIFF feature Two Indians Talking, in conversation with director Scott Swan. We go to there live right now.
I really think this is an amazing metaphor for what the arts can do to bring two cultures together. That through the arts, there's a chance to really tell stories that need to be told on both sides. It's important that the native culture obviously hear their own stories mirrored back to them and understand what that's about. But also for us to be in the room and to hear those stories and to have another perspective on our lives as well is incredibly important. And we forget sometimes that it's really the arts that does that. It's not politics. It's the arts that bring us together in that way, and to, just to be part of that was really a wonderful experience. The other thing for me, as Sarah knows, is that I'm a real Shavian. I love George Bernard Shaw, and one of the great things about Shaw is he takes very, very, very difficult subjects like prostitution and slum landlordism and philandering, and turns them into pieces that have enormous comedy in them, but still really make their point. And that's what's so wonderful about the script, and about the way the actors handled the script, and also obviously in the way you encourage them to explore that comedy in themselves. And I thought that was wonderful, because if that doesn't work, the script and the piece and the film don't work either. And I thought that was really terrific. So when you were working with the script, when you first looked at those massive amounts of pages with all those words on them, what were your reactions and how did you manage to work through to that lovely convention that you found that's a standard film convention of the conversation continuing but the location changing? How did you work that?
Yes, that was the challenge. I think I just trusted that we would get there. Like, I could see it in my mind, and I could feel the story, and I knew that there was a way to tell this without dragging it, and I think I just put it in front of a lot of different people and asked for ideas and asked for suggestions. We didn't find the location until about 2 or 3 weeks before we were supposed to start shooting. So I actually didn't even know what kind of environment the story was going to take place in. If it was an apartment, if it was a community center, if it was something else, I just knew it was this confined space. And I guess at some point I thought, all right, we just have to cut this up. Like, it's just got to be done. Somebody has to do it. It's probably going to be me. So I just started looking at where the natural groupings of thought were, and started to draw lines on pages and try them out. So I guess it was still sort of a soft idea in my mind. And then when we got to set, I presented it to the two actors. They knew that we were going to have to do something with it, and I was encouraging them to give me suggestions too. So when we got to set and saw the space, and there was so much stuff in that room, like there was just so much junk, and we brought more junk in. And the idea was, it's just two guys who are alone together for 24 hours. What do? Well, you fiddle with things. You play pool, and you play with the foosball table, and you play video games. And so I was like, all right, show me what you would do. And with them, we decided where the cuts in the dialogue were going to be. So it